You're listening to the Archaeology Podcast Network.
The largest religious monument in the world, Angkor Wat, is a massive complex located in northwestern Cambodia.
This is episode 280 for the 7th of October, 2017.
I'm Chris Webster, and this is ARC 365, a podcast today in 2017. Ancient legends in Cambodia state that Angkor Wat's construction was ordered by Indra to serve as a palace for his son Precha Ket Maela. The 13th century Chinese traveler and writer Zhao Dugan wrote that locals believe the temple was constructed in a single night by a divine architect. The name Angkor Wat means temple city or city of temples in Khmer. The original name of the temple was Vra Visnuluka in the original Sanskrit, which means sacred dwelling of Vishnu. The design and construction of the temple took place in the first half of the 12th century. Suryavarman II ordered the construction, and when he died, some of the temple was left unfinished. 27 years later, Angkor was sacked by the Chams, enemies of the Khmer. The empire was later restored by King Jayavarman VII, who established a new capital, Angkor Thom, a few kilometers north. By the end of the 12th century, Angkor Wat transformed to the worship of Buddhism, which continues to present day. The temple was never truly abandoned and was somewhat protected from encroachment by a moat that surrounds it. Some early travelers found it difficult to believe the Khmers could have built such a magnificent structure and attributed it to the Romans. Since no house buildings or domestic artifacts were on the site, it was always difficult to date. Only epigraphic evidence and other analysis of the inscriptions gave evidence as to the construction period. Most temples are oriented to the west. Angkor Wat is oriented to the east, which has led some researchers to conclude that King Suryavarman intended to serve as a funerary temple. The bas-reliefs proceed in a counterclockwise direction, which is also opposite the normal order. Since the 1990s, Angkor Wat has been a popular tourist destination. In 1993, there were only 7,650 visitors to the site, but by 2012, there were over 2 million a year visiting Angkor Wat. Wooden steps and ropes are put up to keep tourists from damaging the site, but damage still occurs. Tourism is providing additional funds for maintenance, but they're also causing some of the damage. An episode of the Women in Archaeology podcast addresses the effects of tourism on archaeological sites. Check out episode 34 of the Women in Archaeology podcast for more information. Thank you. That's it for this episode of ARC 365. Please share this episode on your social media sites so others can have fun and learn about archaeology too. Please consider a donation to ARC 365 by sponsoring an episode for just $35. You can find the sponsor page at www.archaeologypodcastnetwork.com/sponsor-ARC365. Thanks and have a great 2017 with the Archaeology Podcast Network. The song Storm Diggin' was written, performed, and recorded by Steve Webster. This show is produced by Chris Webster and Tristan Boyle and was edited by Chris Webster.
This has been a presentation of the Archaeology Podcast Network. Visit us on the web for show notes and other podcasts at www.archpodnet.com. Contact us at chris@archaeologypodcastnetwork.com.